Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm riding solo today. I'm on my own. Bob is off, hopefully, just for the day. I don't have a friend in here. But something I've realised is that being alone in the studio means I can do whatever I want without judgment. And I want to hear from you, Riverland. 858-23931. Give me a call. What do you get up to when nobody else is watching? Now, Bob and I work in very close quarters here, so there's nothing really that I don't do around him. He just has to embrace me for all I am, all my dancing, all my singing, all my madness. But he is gluten-free, and no matter how much he tells me not to worry about it, I feel guilty when I eat something delicious in front of him, knowing he can't have anything like that. So maybe today I'll take advantage of this moment and eat a nice, real gluten-y pastry or something in the studio because I can. Something else I often do when I'm alone is, I dance and sing. If I'm at home and there's no one else around, I'll just put on a concert for people who aren't watching. Right now, my jam is Hamilton the musical. So I like to pretend I'm 4 different characters from that show and perform them all one after the other to really only my dog Eddie. Yeah, he has to view that. But it's one of those things, again, my fiance wouldn't judge me, but he certainly doesn't love to sit through it. You can't really blame him, can you? So again, I want to know, Riverland, 858-23931. Give me a call. Let me know. You can remain anonymous if you like. What is it that you do when you know that nobody's watching? Could be anything. Maybe you have a guilty pleasure food. Maybe you're a parent who eats the lollies that they've hidden from the kids. I like those stories. Let me know. Keith from Cobby has called in. Keith, hello. Tell us, what do you do when no one's watching?
Well, I like to get Macca's takeaway and then go home and get a Big Mac and I eat it layer by layer.
Layer by layer?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking essentially top to bottom, so bun first, then whatever's next, and you go through it like that?
Pretty much, yeah.
So you end on bun, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Wow, what started this? How did you get onto this?
It's an easier way to eat slowly rather than just eat quick if you're in a rush or anything like that.
Interesting. Look, I've never tried eating a hamburger that way. Maybe it's something I should try one day.
Well, it usually only works for a Big Mac. The other burgers doesn't work quite well, and anywhere else I've been, it doesn't work as well either, just for a Big Mac.
Okay, but you only do this when no one's watching so as not to sort of look a bit strange, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I could see that. Thank you so much for enlightening me on that one, Keith.
No worries.
I feel a bit better about that one. Thanks, Keith. I'm not so, nervous about things I do when no one's watching.